Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe it.
I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe it or not. On the Jeff Calkins Show.
Drew Brees has a bigger problem than Mike Norvell.
Believe it or not.
I do not believe that.
Exactly. That's my point. Is of the two.
Ooh, boy.
You think Mike Norvell has a much bigger problem.
Much, much bigger problem.
And why do you think that?
Because Drew Brees, as aforementioned, has $46 million in dead cap money owed. So essentially the Saints are committed to basically $46 million worth of Drew Brees to cut him. There's just no way they would do that. And then on top
he's
of
also,
that.
He's done things for that fan base and for that. Listen, nationally, I actually think this is going to.
They were saying F Drew Brees last night in New Orleans.
I know. Yes, but I suspect, yes, they would. I never thought you would see F Drew Brees at a protest in
Correct.
New Orleans. Now, mind you, most Saints fans weren't at that protest. He at least has something. My point is this.
Didn't happen in the Superdome on a Sunday.
Nationally, I think Drew Brees' reputation has taken a hit and maybe a permanent one, or at least it's been illuminating into how tone deaf he is, right? But in New Orleans, even though they were chanting that, he does have a track record of accomplishment that makes people have a warm and fuzzy feeling about Drew Brees.
He gave him a Super Bowl.
The contrast with Mike Norvell is he's done nothing for Florida State.
Correct.
He's done nothing for Florida State, and he has no relationship with the players at Florida State, really. Right?
Correct.
He can't because he just got there and then everything shut off.
Yeah,
and now he's got to go out and he's got to recruit African-American players to a place having some manner of a revolt on his hands. And by the way, just if it's true that Mike was out there saying, I met individually with the players and he didn't, it's justifiable. Like, why would you trust that man?
Oh, I agree with you on that. I guess my bigger question with Mike Norvell is lying to the media. I think for them to move on, Florida State is in a worse financial position than I think the average college football
fan.
I don't think either of these guys are. That's what I'm saying. The only way they can fire him is with cause. And
but
while,
no, even if they were rich, I don't think they'd fire him.
Yeah, I'll give him
a chance to find his way out. I hear my question. Can he find his way out?
Oh, sure. Win.
But it's harder to win if you have your own players, calling you a S and then recruiting the next set of players, right? Okay, let me ask you this right now. Who's in a trickier position? Mike Norvell of their own making? Mike Norvell or Mike Leach? What we're seeing here, by the way, coaches everywhere.
Yeah.
From Clemson to Florida State to Mississippi State, the same old crap is not flying nearly as well. To Denver, the same old crap is not
Correct.
Flying
so
nearly
for
as
power
well.
Ranking, if we're power ranking, Dabo's last because Dabo has a track record with his players and whatnot. While that was obviously...
Yeah, Dabo's not in any trouble.
Right.
Of course not.
I think I would go... Because I think I'm going to say Norvell is in a worse spot than Leach because Leach has been able to build rosters with under-recruited guys and whatnot because he can go out and quote-unquote find his guys. So they're both going to – they both have a chance to recruit new rosters after this year that could be more favorable and, be their guys, if you will. But I think it's going to be much more difficult for Norvell if this is proven to be true.
Yeah, he's got a real problem there. And by the way, I got a tweet on this topic on Mike Norvell from Couch King. He had a question someone asked him. He gave an honest answer. Mob forces him to recant, not rocket science. That's on the Drew Brees thing, right? Except for the classification of the mob, which is whatever. I don't actually disagree with that. Like, he was asked a question. That's true. He gave an honest answer. He gave what he really believes. That's true. He then was forced to recant. That's true. I believe all those things are true. And good. I believe those things are good. Once upon a time, you could say things that we then learn are later offensive, right? Once upon a time, you could talk openly about homosexuality being immoral and disgusting and gross or whatever else. Like, you could say anything you wanted.
An evil
and whatever else, yeah. You could say anything bigoted, hateful, discriminatory about homosexuals as much as you wanted, right? And now you can't. Because, quote unquote, the mob forces you to recant. Exactly. There are some things that once upon a time you could say that as we progress as a society, we realize, ooh, that was bigoted. We can't say that anymore. And so then you can't say it anymore. That's right. That's true. Or that you can say it, but there will be a backlash and you will be perceived a certain way as bigoted or close-minded or whatever else. And that is exactly what here is happening here. Drew Brees gave a totally honest answer and there was a reaction and he was forced to recant. That is exactly what happened. The only place I probably disagree with Couch is that I think it's a good thing. I think that's what progress looks like. When you realize we can progress and we can say, oh, the thing I said before, which sounded totally logical at the time to me in my closed mind when I said they're spitting on the flag and they're sitting on my grandfather's graves and he's disrespecting veterans. Now I realize how ridiculous that sounds, because if you just listen to him, you understand he has all the respect in the world for veterans. And he's really wants me to focus on the fact that black people are being mistreated and have been mistreated by this country for hundreds of years. And okay, boy, I sound like an idiot trying to make it about something that it's not. And so I can't say that. That level of idiocy doesn't fly anymore. I'll be called out on it. That is exactly what happened. Couch and I agree. I just call it progress. That's the difference. Okay, here's another believer.
Hold on. I like Ryan. Ryan Speaks 140 on Twitter had a pretty good analogy that I was loved. Call your wife ugly and then tell me how much of a heat shield telling her you were just being honest provides.
Right, exactly.
Don't miss the Jeff Calkins Show tomorrow at 9 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.